Our book critic Maureen Corrigan goes around the world in less than 80 days in her year-end wrap-up.
My best books list of the year 2000 rises in the Far East and slowly tracks its way westward. British writer Kazuo Ishiguro's novel, When We Were Orphans, dazzled me with its deft homage to the Golden Age British mystery, as well as its fluid transitions between realistic and hallucinatory styles. Set chiefly in Shanghai during a period stretching from the early decades of the 20th century through World War II, When We Were Orphans recreates the riotous swirl of cultures that once characterized this most noirish of Chinese cities. Loss and regret are Ishiguro's signature themes. In the remains of the day, he ruminated on the folly of one man's lifelong emotional restraint. In When We Were Orphans, his hero holds nothing back and still loses all. Contemporary Shanghai is the setting for Xu Shouliang's superb mystery, Death of a Red Heroine. Shouliang was born in that city, became a poet and translator, and is now a professor of Chinese literature at Washington University. His hero, Chief Inspector Shen Kao of the Shanghai Police Bureau, is also a poet in his spare time, and what's more risky in contemporary China, a believer in poetic justice. When the corpse of a strangled woman turns out to be that of a celebrated model worker, whose personal life, Kao discovers, was far from exemplary, Kao bucks communist cadre opposition to crack the case. What's so brilliant about this novel, besides its hard-boiled, intricate plot and subtle characterizations, is its vivid picture of China in the 1990s on the verge of an historic shift into capitalism. Entrepreneurs, Kao observes, were springing up like bamboo shoots after a spring rain. Death of a Red Heroine may only be a humble detective novel, in contrast to the many histories, autobiographies, and works of fiction that have been published in recent years about China. But it does what detective fiction often can do best. It captures the details, the grit of everyday life. As Chief Inspector Kao learns, sometimes you can't think in categories. Sometimes, even the lowly oyster of genre fiction produces a matchless pearl. We'll have to pick up the pace here as we move westward. The Everyman's edition of The Complete Stories of Evelyn Waugh reclaims 38 of his stories, lots of wonderful, long-out-of-print pieces, as well as some of Waugh's juvenilia and satirical cartoons. All are awash in pink gin and Waugh's inimitable wit. Several Deceptions, by contemporary British writer Jane Stevenson, is the kind of clever, atmospheric book I'm always wishing were waiting for me on the table beside my lazy boy at home. Each of the four novellas that makes up this paperback collection ends in an O. Henry-ish surprise, an unforeseen narrative pop that leaves a reader feeling simultaneously giddy and doltish. Let's cross the big puddle now and take a look at The Little Locksmith by New Englander Catherine Butler Hathaway. The Little Locksmith, which was republished this year by the Feminist Press, may just well be the strangest memoir I've ever read. Hathaway was born in 1890 to a well-to-do family, contracted spinal tuberculosis when she was 5, and spent the next decade strapped down on a hard bed, her head encased in a leather halter attached to an iron weight. Her affliction alone, however, is not what makes her memoir so remarkable. Rather, it's her lyrical, yet frank, erotic sensibilities. Hathaway is a polymorphously perverse writer. Practically everything and everyone she describes arouses her and her reader. This circular list began in the East with a book with orphans in its title, and so it sets in the Far West with another book about orphans. Linda Gordon's The Great Arizona Orphan Abduction is a spellbinding narrative history, the kind of rigorous yet vastly readable work that other academics only dream of writing. Deservedly, it won this year's prestigious Bancroft Prize for historical writing. Gordon unearths a long-forgotten story about abandoned Irish Catholic children in turn-of-the-century New York who were sent out to Arizona to be adopted by good Catholic families. The hitch was that those families turned out to be dark-skinned Mexicans. What ensued was a custody battle that went all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. The astonishing story Gordon recovers engages big, vexed intellectual questions about race, class, and gender in a dramatic, accessible fashion. Gordon also treats readers to a gripping but unsentimental tale about daring public assertions of female authority and the force of female desire. In the tradition of the finest historians, Gordon makes us appreciate how very complex the truth of the past and its cast of characters really is.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer was Bob Purdick. Sue Spolin directed the show. I'm Terry Gross.